This is 1734 at 5th and Davis.
1734, got a priority. What's going on?
So I was a passenger who refused a mask for a medical reason, so I'm just calling in for further instructions.
Are they okay riding the bus?
Yeah, they are okay riding the bus. They got on the bus.
Okay, just push mask refusal and keep going.
So are we not supposed to follow that SOP about tying up the bus, waiting for, having you ask us questions and waiting for further instructions? Should we not be following that? Because I just, I've been here like almost 4 minutes.
If you're talking about your priority call took 4 minutes to call, that my partner was on another priority. But, yeah, call, and I asked you the questions, and they're okay to continue. If the person is okay to ride the bus without a mask, then yes, you can continue to go.
So I guess I don't understand why we're doing that, because of, isn't it about us? Isn't it about protecting the other people on the bus?
I want to say yes, but the true answer is no.
That's probably the first honest answer I've had about that. Okay, so I guess I don't understand the purpose of the SOP if the result is not going to be any different, because this ties up the bus for a long time and pisses all the people on the bus off.
I agree. So in the future, if the person doesn't want to wear a mask, you can, you know, if they say they, for medical reasons, ask them, are they comfortable riding the bus? And you can continue on, and then just call us and let us know.
Okay. This SOP is really confusing to me. I'm trying to follow it. But I also have messed up the bus mall because there's, like, so many buses behind me. Okay. Thank you for that instruction. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And I'm for you.
Go ahead.
Hey, just so you know, construction just got to 5th and Madison, so all good.
Perfect, thank you.